Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Test 1, 2. What am I hearing?
Oh, I might have.
And my car was. And I was going over the bridge and I'm like.
His microphone. There we go. That is Sid's microphone. Sid. Sid, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Is everyone excited for the World Cup? Of course not, because soccer is a boring garbage sport. Now, for our international listeners, is everyone excited for the World Cup? Of course not, because football is a boring garbage sport. Here's the goal, I mean show.
Welcome to the live cast. So 263. We don't care about no stinking World Cup.
Nope.
No football.
We don't care about sports at
no,
all.
No, we care about sports a lot. Just good sports.
I like sports.
What are good sports?
Baseball, basketball, football,
and hockey.
Okay.
And speaking of hockey, this is a very brief. I have to do this. This
what is this?
A dedication to my good friend Henrik Lundqvist. As we all know, once again, is not a Stanley Cup champion. And watching from...
I don't know who this is.
His nickname is King,
that.
And he's the goalie for the Rangers.
He's called King Henrik, which makes no sense because he's never won anything in his life, and he's never been...
Is his first name King?
So much like the...
Henrik.
Much like the Metallica song, King Nothing, he is a king of nothing. And I felt like this song was very appropriate.
We're
so
kicking our Metal Injection live cast off with Metallica?
Two weeks in a row.
Oof.
Great.
Well, it's not a good song itself, but it's
one
appropriate.
One of these weeks we'll play an actual good Metallica song.
Nah.
I don't think we've ever done that.
So that was that. And also, since I just dedicated a song, we should mention that Casey Kasem.
Oh, I was just going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Great segue. I want to dedicate that King Nothing to Casey Kasem.
Long-distance dedication.
Up in the sky.
Aww.
The original Ryan Seacrest.
Looking down at us.
Wait. How do you know he's in the sky? He's a Muslim. How do you know he might be... Christianity says people of other
faiths.
He's
up in the sky.
Is he practicing,
with
though?
72 virgin ladies sucking on that Kasem cock.
Well, he may not have been practicing, but we don't know. But he certainly wasn't a Christian, and non-Christians go to hell, don't they?
True. Rob, did you see him at any of the meetings back in the day? When, like,
in what day? What
you
meetings?
You know the meetings.
I'm Jewish.
The secret meetings.
I'm
you're not
meeting.
Practicing either.
I'm
and
you were
both and you were both radio professionals. That's like a special level of the club.
Oh, we were radio professionals. You're right.
I can't think of any other Muslim radio professionals. Can you, Darren or Noah?
I'm not a Muslim radio
Wait,
professional.
Well, not anymore because you got fired.
I've also not or have ever been Muslim.
Maybe they found out.
No Muslim ethnicity in my blood.
How about Jose Mangan?
He's a wonderful person.
And a piece of shit.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Come on.
He's terrible. The Casey Kasem of liquid metal.
Yes.
He's the everything of liquid metal because they fired everyone else. He's the Howard Stern of liquid metal.
Well, Ian Christie and Sean are still working on liquid metal.
Ian Christie's Muslim?
I don't think so.
Get him on the phone. Let's find out.
Ian Christie, if you're listening, 646-929-1357. That is our phone number. We have a bunch to talk about.
We do?
Yeah, sure. Like, Darren went to Grand Prospa Hall.
Oh, that's right. I've been waiting all week.
I did.
This week. So, I think it was amazing that you were invited to a banquet. This is your second year in a row now, right?
Yes,
at the Grand Prospa Hall.
Grand Prospa Hall.
Can you play the commercial?
Yeah, we need to play the commercial.
I was just about to.
For newer listeners, the Grand Prospect Hall is a vintage banquet hall in Brooklyn, in Prospect Park.
I got it.
And they had the cheesiest commercial in the 80s.
Grand Prospect Hall. Distinctly elegant, yet affordable.
Glamour and romance. Illustrious weddings, fancy
balls and banquets.
To all of you.
You've got fancy balls, don't you, Darren?
Prices that make sense.
The Oakland Restaurant, unduplicated.
The Grand Andres for brides and grooms. The Grand Prosper Hall, minutes away in Brooklyn. Call 788-0777.
Can't say prospect. That amazes me. The Grand Prosper Hall.
Me and Darren were talking about this after the show last week that, like, they still air these commercials, but they're clearly, like, 20 years old, and the people were elderly then. So they're airing commercials featuring two corpses.
No, that's not true. They recently redid it, like, 5 years ago with the same owners.
And they're still alive?
They're still alive.
Here is the most important day of your life.
I think the footage is the old footage, though.
No, it's new. It's widescreen. It's 16 by 9.
Even so the people? Just,
your dreams come true.
The Grand Prospect Hall.
You still can't pronounce prospect. 20 years later.
777.
So the Grand Prospect Hall. You were there. Why were you there, Darren?
It was the banquet dinner for my umpiring association, the high schools.
Do they give awards or anything? Did you get an award?
Actually, they didn't last year. There was a Rookie of the Year that they gave out, which I was qualified for because I've been umpiring forever. But in this league, I was new last year. So he gave last year's Rookie of the Award this year for some reason. I have no idea why. I didn't know about it until the guy started reading it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, whoa, because I'm really good. Maybe
I'm
going to win.
Did he list the nominees or did he?
Nope.
Was there a stage? I mean, did the guy.
There was
like,
a little.
Tables?
No,
what
it was like,
setting like.
It was like a roast type setting. Like, you know, there was a podium and then there were people seated
like
on each side of the dais.
Were you on that or were you?
No, I was just at a table eating.
Who gets to be on the dais?
I guess longtime referees and umpires were up there.
So they just sit there and don't eat? That sucks.
No, they eat up there. They would bring in food and
so
clearing dishes.
You just get to watch a bunch of old men eat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually had my back to it, more or less. Oh. I was, like, right at the first table, right in front of them. So I might have had, like, big hunks of corn and broccoli in the back of my head.
I would think.
But, yeah, so we were at the – oh, man, this prime rib that I had was so good. I don't even like prime rib. It's usually, like, red and pink and nasty.
Do they have waiters that serve you or is there a buffet?
They had a guy with, like, a rat tail. Like, he had his whole fucking –
Was he Mexican?
I think he was probably Puerto Rican.
Okay.
Some kind of
Hispanic. Latinos are the only ones I see with rat tails anymore.
Yeah, he had a mohawk and then, like – not a true mohawk, like a faux hawk.
Okay.
And then a rat tail in the back. And he's, like, they're all very polite there, you know.
Well, they have to, otherwise the Italian mafia shoots them.
So we walk in, and there's about 20 teenage kids in the lobby. I'm like, they're not here for the umpire. Turned out they're having a prom upstairs.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Oh.
So the whole night, there's a big, massive chandelier in the middle of
God.
And it's pounding. It's like 120 beats per minute. The fucking chandelier is pounding, pounding, pounding. And I go to the guys, is that safe? Like, what if I have to walk up and, like, win a raffle prize or something, and I'm walking on this fucking 900-pound chandelier, and it falls on me? He's like, oh, no, it's very safe. They wouldn't open here if it wasn't safe. Like, I'm sure you fucking know.
Yeah.
Scumbag.
Did you at any point try to sneak into the prom?
No, I did not.
Did anyone else from your event try to sneak into the prom?
They may have. There were some very shady-looking characters there.
I did a bit of a pre-interview with your girlfriend, Jennifer, who told me some bits.
I was told to say a bunch of things, and I have the worst memory in history, so I forgot a bunch of them. You may...
One thing she mentioned was that everyone at your table, they ate like three little bits of food.
Oh my God.
And then they were all asking for to-go platter or whatever.
Yes.
Doggy bags, and they were like...
Well, you have to picture the scenario. First of all, this is a beautiful, beautiful ballroom that we're sitting in. They're bringing us, plate after plate of really nice food. Like, it's not a joke. We're not at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? It's really nice. And they're just, like, after each course, they're, like, trying to stuff things into a tin. Can I get a to-go plate? All right. And they bring it over, and they put pasta, penne alla vodka in there, and then they put, like, these little – they had these little I don't even know what to call them. They were little cakes. They're throwing that in there. The guy doesn't finish his calamari. It's on the other plate. He's like, you're going to take that home? I'll take it. Take the other person's fucking – fried calamari off a plate and dumps it into his chin.
God. There's nothing tastier than two-day-old calamari.
It's the most ghetto thing I've ever
Sharon, seen. Super yeah. Nintendo Chalmers says, Robba was wandering around asking everyone, are you going to finish that?
Ah! Robba, you were there? I didn't see you.
Once I saw the photos that you guys were there, I ran over.
That wasn't a problem on the second floor. That was just Rob.
That was me passing a movement.
What was the next thing? The guy hitting?
She was uncomfortably hit on many times.
I wasn't there. I was told this. I went to the can or something.
And the second you leave, somebody swoops in?
Yes. She was waiting for me outside the can.
Are you going to beat him up next time you see him?
No. It's like a fucking 55-year-old nebbish. It wasn't like, you know, I don't feel threatened by that. Plus, even
Douglas Levison.
Was he there?
Who are you? You're very attractive. Who are you?
The way Jennifer told me, she said you weren't gone for 2 seconds, and then two guys came over to her. And one guy asked for the other guy to take a photo with her. Without clearing it with Jennifer first, just
what?
like as if she was a showpiece.
Can I say it? Yeah, this is what she told me. She's standing there waiting for me to come out of the bathroom. And two guys walk by, and one guy's like to his buddy, hey, take a picture of me with this girl right here.
Okay.
Like, she's like, what? I'm in the room here, you know?
Clearly she was hired for the occasion just so guys could pretend that's their girlfriend.
So from the crowd, I imagine that Jennifer was probably, like, one of the only women there.
There's like five female umpires there.
Oh.
I'm guessing they don't look like Jennifer.
One of them was like a 7-year-old lesbian. Most of them are lesbians.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
A couple of them were young-looking lesbians. But there were some of the wives there. One of the wives was like 300 pounds. There was no attractive women in the room except for my girlfriend. So basically all eyes on her. But this was awesome. They did a thing, like my umpire boss... He's at the podium, and he goes, this is for all the women in the room. We're going to honor all the women in the room. He starts giving out roses. She's like, oh, my God, no. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Because she had been in the bathroom when he started this. She came back in the middle of it, and she's, like, trying to crawl under the table, like, please don't call me up for this ridiculous
fucking... That sucks. So she has to get up, walk all the way up on the podium.
With all the Maury Povich guests and with the lesbian umpires. It was just a nightmare. There was just white trash women up there, humongous, just fat women, and two lesbians.
It was like the BET Awards.
Yeah.
Not BET, the BCAT Awards.
It was exactly like
that. That was racism sneaking out.
Oh.
What does that mean?
No, they weren't all black. There was some black, some white, but they were all just very ghetto. They were all the people at our table, very ghetto.
BET Awards. Then everybody would have. Then they would have been shooting each other. Noah, get your stereotypes right. I'm helping you.
Okay, thank you.
If you're going to be a racist, be an educated racist. Yeah. Be the best racist you can be.
Okay, I'll sharpen my chops or whatever they say.
No, that's for Asian people.
What else was I supposed to mention?
That's all that I remember.
There was another nebbishy guy that also hit on her. But he said she went to go get some... They had a meal, but before that they had like a nice buffet that you could take a plate yourself. And she's going to get a plate, and the guy just makes some weird small talk with her.
Were any of these people that you knew?
I knew probably 10% of the people.
No, but I'm saying that hit on Jennifer.
Oh, no.
Okay.
None.
Well, that's good, at least.
Actually, I don't know. She pointed out that guy that hit on her, but the one with the picture, I didn't even know who it was. Okay. So
are you going to ask for that picture back?
Huh? They didn't take a picture. She didn't let them take a picture.
Oh, I thought he just like came up to her, put his arm around her, and took
the
picture.
No. He just said it. He's like, hey, take a picture of me with that broad, whatever, you know.
Ew.
Classy.
What about the dessert?
I didn't have any dessert. I'm trying to watch my figure.
What were the options?
There were little cakes they brought out for
cupcakes?
The table, and I don't know, like a cannoli, but there was like 10 different kinds of that type of small individual cake that they had. Does anyone care about this? It's very boring.
I care.
I like cake.
Now, yeah.
I want to think about cannolis right now.
I want a picture with Jennifer.
You're married, sir.
Just a picture.
Fair point.
Hands above the waist, please. Wait a minute. No. I should be more specific. Anyway, Susan.
Go ahead. So that was the Grand Prospa Hall. And then that night while you were at the Grand Prospa Hall, I was out seeing Body Count.
Oh.
Which was
Ice-T's band.
Like a sincerely incredible experience. It was so awesome.
Way?
Huh?
In what way?
It was a really fun show. It was very unique. It wasn't something I've ever seen before.
Were you
it was,
in the VIP section or were you in the crowd?
I was amongst the people.
Okay, good.
So it was at the Gramercy Ballroom. For a little context, the area known as Gramercy in New York is, I believe, the most expensive zip code on the East Coast, if not the whole country. It's really, really expensive. Gramercy, like the apartments and the condos, okay. Whatever they're, right? So with that said, I thought it was really ironic, I guess, that Ice-T, when he was on stage, constantly was saying stuff like, yeah, New York has some of the hardest people on the toughest streets here in New York City. And I'm like, dude, you're in Gramercy.
He hasn't been to New York in like 20 years.
He lives in New York.
It's not like people from the neighborhood went to the show.
I know, but still. Also,
he's on like a Law & Order show.
People from Canarsie went to the show, yeah. Right? There were a lot of people from Canarsie.
There were a lot of hardcore kids because Madball opened up for them. It was like basically a hardcore show. I was only there for Body Count. I skipped everything else. So there were so many white people at this show. So, like the whitest white people.
Really?
At a Body
Whiter
Count.
Than like a regular metal show?
Yes. Like super white, white, fat, and ugly. And then there was like everyone in the crowd. There were a few black people, but there was one black person in particular that stood out to me because he was like way up front. Into it, and he looked like Topher from 30 Rock.
Okay.
Who's just like, he had like a button-down shirt, a tie, glasses, basically being racist. Any black man with a button-down glasses looks like Topher from
wow.
30 Rock. Yeah. So that was, and then he was just, there was the new album is called Manslaughter. I think it's a fantastic album. We'll be playing something during the music break.
I thought it was Man's Laughter.
No, it's
I was
going
to make the same joke.
It's Manslaughter, but it's not about like it's about how men have been slaughtered. Like he had this whole rant like,
uh-oh.
I'm tired about the pussification of men in this country. He goes, he's like, oh, I'm not talking about gay dudes. I'm just talking about men who are pussies. You know what I say? We got to stop being pussies. Before it used to be about fight the power, and now it's about Kim Kardashian.
Right. That's all the problems.
And
the
I'm just like, what are you talking about, Ice-T? You are part of the problem. You have a reality show just like
Ice-T
Kim Kardashian does.
And also, fight the power wasn't his song.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever.
He never wrote any songs about fighting the power. He wrote songs about being a pimp and selling drugs.
Yeah, and drive-bys and stuff.
So I guess Cop Killer is sort of about fighting. It's pretty specifically about fighting the power. I take it back.
Yeah. But that was way after he was established as a rapper, though.
That was after New Jack City, I think, right?
Yes.
So he was already established as a sellout by then.
Body Count first album, 1992.
Yeah, New Jack City was like, what, 90, 89?
Yeah, end of the 80s.
Very good movie, though.
Mm-hmm. So another movie that he did is, of course, he did a Leprechaun movie, right?
Did he? Was he in
which
that?
One Leprechaun was it? In the Hood, probably?
Yes!
I've never seen it, but I knew that.
He had, yes, because there was one heckler that in between songs was constantly like, Leprechaun!
Leprechaun! Leprechaun! NXT! Leprechaun!
Because I saw that you tweeted that, or someone tweeted about that.
Yeah, Dan Ozzie tweeted about it.
So I thought that he meant to sing that Leprechaun song.
No, give me the gold.
Yeah.
No,
that would have been amazing.
No, so like, hey, shut the fuck up about Leprechaun, he goes at first, right? And then, so then he goes, hey, shut the fuck, yeah, we got it, shut up.
Hey, let's recreate that, you be Ice-T.
Hey, Ice-T, Leprechaun!
Hey, shut the fuck up about Leprechaun.
Okay. Hey, Leprechaun! Leprechaun 2 in the hood!
Yeah, he kept saying that, and then like, at one point he's like, hey, yo, you keep trying to ruin my show. Yo, security, get this shit out of here right now.
That's how you deal with a heckler, you
really?
Pussy?
He's like, I ain't here to heckle. Hey, you know what? Nah,
No, you want to talk about Leprechaun? Let's talk about Leprechaun. Oh. He goes, yeah, did you like the movie? Do you like the Leprechaun? Do you think I was a good actor in it? Yeah.
Why does he sound like an Italian?
I don't know why.
Gangster. Like, what is this?
Tour. That's the only voice I could do. And then he's like, now are we done? Can we move on?
The sad thing is that the guy wasn't even talking about the movie. There was literally a leprechaun in the pit next to this guy. He's like, check it out. This is crazy.
It was Ken Pierce.
So now that he's shut down that guy.
I don't know how you're going to follow that, Rob.
Two songs later, another guy's like, Leprechaun!
Leprechaun!
Oh, we got another
like Spartacus.
Chick.
I know how to use IMDb. I know everything you were in.
Well, that said, it makes me really want to see Leprechaun now.
Wait, I was going
to
ask you
that. For St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun is taking up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun.
Not the song.
It's just the news report.
Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds
Ice
in Mobile's Crichton
seen
community.
In the area of
many
he's doing the movie version of this.
Camcorders, even
they should do a movie
to take
well,
pictures.
I guess Leprechaun in the Hood
me
pretty much
like
is the movie.
To me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the Leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Leprechaun!
Eyewitnesses say the Leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a
I
light
love
in
the
its
reporter
direction,
in this.
It suddenly
this is so good.
Disappears. This amateur
taking
sketch
it seriously.
Resembles
how many takes do
you
think it took him to get this voiceover without cracking up?
11.
We cannot verify whether there was an actual leprechaun in the area.
It might have been
others find it hard to believe
it might
have
been
come up
Ken
with
Pierce.
Their theories and explanations
Check
for the
Yelp.
Image.
Has he ever been to Mobile?
There is a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play
a leprechaun.
Is there the right stuff for a crackhead? I'm
well,
pretty sure anything a crackhead can do is the wrong stuff.
But one second. You shouldn't mock her because she's the most sane person
well, it's
in
Wanda
the
Sykes. She's a known celebrity.
Not Wanda Sykes.
She was doing a show at the Chuckle Hut in the Mobile.
I'll be at the Chuckle Hut smoking the wrong stuff.
So here's a clip from Leprechaun. The title is Ice-T Smokes Out a Leprechaun.
Really?
Is he playing Ice-T?
Hey, let's see. I've never seen the movie.
Yeah.
I haven't. I don't remember Ice-T being in it. But
need to relax.
Oh, there he is.
Cool out. Smoke a joint.
He's playing Rob.
Yeah. Mm. Curious aroma.
He passes the joint to the leprechaun. Nice tea.
I don't understand. This leprechaun supposedly was alive for centuries and he'd never smelled weed before.
Especially because it's green.
Yeah.
Interesting blend.
Interesting bullshit. That's the bomb right there.
The bomb? Ah. The bar.
Hmm.
A friend with weed is a friend indeed.
Okay, so now
but
I understand why he doesn't want to talk about it.
It's the best I've told.
This is a movie, people. People paid money for this.
I wonder how much it made in the box office. Or did it go straight to DVD?
I feel like it's probably a straight.
Yeah.
Who's there? Oh, go Luke.
Oh, I think it's a
finger.
Well, I don't know. Oh, and then he just pulled the finger off of Ice-T.
No, leprechaun!
Hey, shut the fuck up about leprechaun!
Wait, so
leprechaun!
Why do you think that guy was yelling leprechaun? Did he want Ice-T to like start reenacting it?
Maybe
he was just
heckling
him for being in that shitty movie.
That's just what people do at shows. Like, you know, you're a big star, but I saw you in a shitty movie, so I'm going to yell it out. Stupid.
Coco was there, by the way.
That was my question. I was going to ask if she came out on stage and started dancing.
She was not
something.
On stage. She was like, you know how there's that seated area? She was like in the first row, and like there's like a little VIP seated area.
Was there a separate seat for her ass?
There were two seats reserved for her.
Aren't all seats for your ass?
I suppose that's true.
Rob, did you try to get a picture with her like the guys at the Grand Prosper Hall?
Dan Ozzie got a photo with her. I have one of those weird, like, awkward photos where she was actually like 10 feet behind him.
Oh,
we had a caller. The number to dial if you want to call into the show right now and ask us a question, 646-929-1357, 207. You're on the live cast.
I hope it's a leprechaun.
Oh, no, it's before the show.
What?
I wasn't at the show.
Is this the Googler?
Maybe he means
this show. Thank you. Thank you, suck.
Who sucks? We suck?
I don't understand.
We'll have to play that back and hear that.
Call back.
I think he said the Yankees suck.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well,
fine.
We agree with that.
Oh, for sure. Well, Noah likes the Yankees.
No, I don't.
You used to wheel out Yankee glasses and try to rub it in
glasses?
My face.
Glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was a plastic cup, I think.
It was a free cup, and I had, you know, it was free.
And you trolled me with that constantly.
Yes,
like, I was supposed to get mad at
Says the Islanders fan wearing a LA Kings jersey.
Yeah, but I'm not, I wouldn't do it to my friends if any of you are a Rangers fan.
Your girlfriend's a Rangers fan.
Yeah, but we have a back and forth with each other that it's funny. Like, it's accepted. I wouldn't do it if it really made her feel bad.
So it made you feel bad yourself?
Darren, it's not like
what?
I served you
What? My words are being twisted here. It did not make me feel bad, but you were trying to make me feel bad.
It was just a joke.
See?
And obviously, you're still holding a grudge against me.
No, I just think it's very cruel of you to try to make me feel guilty.
Despite you, next time you're at his house, he's going to serve you water in a Palestinian cup.
That's true. I don't want her to build a fence around my dinnerware, though. That would be bad.
I'll only plow it with a tank.
Drive a tank into my kitchen.
Yeah.
While you throw rocks at her.
And you leprechaun!
Yeah, I'm digging the new Ice-T album. Lots of good stuff. He did a modern cover with modern references of Institutionalized. I'm going to play that during
the
break.
Instead of Pepsi, it was Crystal Pepsi?
I was like, I just want to play my Xbox, ba! Or like, no, it was about his wife.
His wife, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really not good.
I think it's worth a listen. One listen and then never again.
And I like Body Count. It's just shitty.
What is it? I'm sorry, which song?
Institutionalized.
The suicide thing. And also, Jamie Josta raps on it.
Really? I didn't.
I'm going to say it. Nobody's going to say it. I'm going to say it.
It's a song called Pop Bubble. What were you going to say, Darren?
I thought you meant he raps on Institutionalized.
Oh, no. On a separate song. Here. Here. Oh, no, not yet.
Something is very wrong when the guest rapper on an Ice-T album is Jamie Jasta and the guest rapper on a Linkin Park album is Rakim.
Yeah.
Did they just, like, go into the wrong studios? Like,
yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
So, wait, Jamie Jasta should collaborate with Linkin Park?
It makes more sense than this. Don't make no sense. Most see?
Wait, he's not rapping. He's just fucking yelling. This is like a Limp Bizkit song, kind of.
I guess he's scream rapping.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trash.
Unlistenable.
Yeah.
Manslaughter.
It sounds like he's spitting a lot. I don't know. There's like something in that recording where like I feel like he's just spitting while he's saying that. Mm. But not like spitting rhymes or whatever. I mean like real spit.
Well, solo action, Noah. What do you think?
It sounds like it was heavily inspired by the Ja Rule Metallica collaboration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did it.
Yeah. Huh. You're slamming.
This is when the circle pit gets going.
Yep.
Except it's an Ice-T concert, so nobody knows what that is.
No, there was circle pit. Yeah.
Anyone get shot?
Listen, it's the best metal record ever put out by a member of the Law and Order cast. I will say that
Vincent
much.
Vincent D'Onofrio had a really good one a few years ago. Give him credit. And Mariska Hargitay, man, did you ever hear? She did like an EP. So I don't know if that counts.
Manslaughter. Manhood is dead.
So he went from killer to manslaughter? Is the next album going to be petty larceny? Like, what the fuck? You're in the wrong direction, dude. Talking about the pussification of men.
And the following album is a parking ticket.
Yeah.
Going to the court. Fight my parking ticket.
Yeah.
I'll pay you $75. Who the hell you think you are? Parking ticket.
God goes to my show. Yells out, leprechaun. Who the fuck you think you are? Throw this motherfucker out.
Motherfucker.
Leprechaun. Wait, he's still here in the studio.
I was hanging out after the show, and I was holding out hope of possibly being able to meet Ice-T.
Why?
Just so I could get him to do a bumper for the live cast. We'd be like, yo, this is Ice-T. You're getting your fix of the Metal Injection live cast.
Why don't you just do it in your...
Did you have a recording device on you?
Yeah, my phone.
You should just do it in your good impression.
Yeah, I would be like, hey, this is Ice-T. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
No one would know.
And Sid, eat a bag of dicks. That's what I would have wanted.
He's the first person I ever heard use that expression.
I remember you telling this story.
Ice-T.
Who was it? Who was it? Who was he?
It was a CMJ keynote speech.
And
CMJ.
Who was he telling to eat a bag of dicks?
I don't even remember. I think he was just like anybody who tries to stop you from doing what you want to do. You tell him to eat a bag of dicks. It was that kind of like a motivational bag of dicks.
Excellent. Manslaughter.
Anymore?
I forget the second part.
Yeah, it's a memorable song.
Manslaughter. Also, the riff in their first single was pretty good.
Is this a live read? Like a really long live read? Are you getting paid for this?
No, but maybe if Ice-T wants to hang out with me because of this, that's
didn't
cool.
Didn't Axel Rosenberg get to interview him? Why didn't you tag along for that?
I could have interviewed him, but...
What the fuck?
Had to be during a specific time. It was like he was doing a promo on Thursday.
Oh.
Why are you on Ice-T's dick so much? Like, he's a good guy,
Rob,
but like, why are you...
I genuinely enjoyed it. I wanted to talk about
Rob
it.
Rob is completely on Ice-T's dick, except, Thursday I've got plans. So I can't.
I have nothing against
Ice-T.
What
was I going to do with the interview? Won't I play it here and then we would talk about
it? You have a website,
No, it's fine.
I don't understand you.
He's not that big of a fan.
Yes, I'm not that big of a fan.
You actually were willing to go to the show, but you didn't want to do something for the website. You hate every band you cover, the one band you actually want to sit through, and you can't put it on the website?
I've done plenty of coverage of it on the website.
But why didn't you interview him?
I wouldn't have anything to do with that.
The most famous person you probably ever had a chance
just
to talk to.
Just talk to him about Coco.
Like, what the fuck?
Ask him what Richard Belzer is like.
Yeah.
I'll set it up.
Judd Nelson. He worked with Judd Nelson. Major screen time with that man.
Maybe I should have you interview him. Sid, you seem to be a big fan.
Sid should go and find Ice-T and only ask him questions about Leprechaun.
But that means I'd have to see that movie.
No, we'll write something up. You don't actually have to see it. Just read off a script.
I'll just ask him about like Irish folklore in general. Not even Leprechaun.
Asking questions where the answer is Leprechaun, but you don't actually say it.
I'll ask him to spell Leprechaun.
Who wants to, what kind of person usually likes to find gold at the end of a rainbow?
Ken Pierce.
Anybody else go to any metal shows this week? Noah?
There was one at the Grand Prosper Hall.
Darren almost saw 50 Cent perform last night, but then he skipped it.
Wait, how did that happen?
Well, he was playing after the Mets game.
Oh.
And I went to the Mets game, and we were going to stay there. And I said, it was with my mother and my girlfriend. I said, my mother's not going to watch. She said, I want to see 50 Cent. She was like all into it.
Your mom?
Yes. I was like, really? Okay. So we were going to stay. I didn't really give a shit one way or the other. But by the end of the game, it was like a fucking wind tunnel in there. Like, it was freezing. So
and also, the Mets got obliterated, so you probably weren't
game.
In much of a festive mood.
They got one hit in the first inning, and they got one hit in the ninth inning. And that was it. In between, they got no hits. They did win the series, though. Yeah. They lost that game and won the other two.
I think it's funny that 50 Cent, he recently did a shitty first pitch.
Yes.
At a game.
To promote this. Yeah.
And he blamed it on excessive masturbation.
But he was kidding, though, I thought.
He said he had some sort of injury.
From excessive masturbation or from a freak
masturbation?
Where was
the injury?
I have a skeletal muscle injury on my left shoulder from excessive masturbation.
So
take it easy, LOL.
Did he clarify how much is excessive? I'm curious.
When you're having bone injuries because of it, that's the point when it becomes excessive.
Bone injuries?
The wrong bone. But.
Dr. 50 Cent. I thought he was kidding, though. I don't think that was he was really saying he jerked off that much.
Yeah, he was just trying to get attention away from his
family. No, he's trying to have a good sense of humor about it.
It's a weird thing for a tough guy rapper to admit about himself.
No, no. Look, he even a few weeks back or a few years ago, he goes, masturbation is a sin. Stop right now, you fool. LOL. God is watching you.
Yeah, but that's all this, tied to the pitch.
This is from like 2 years ago. Steps to stop masturbating.
What is it? This is something he tweeted?
Yeah, this is stuff he tweeted.
Maybe he just likes joking about masturbating a lot.
Why is that? Because he likes to masturbate. Step one, to avoid the urge to masturbate, stop going to porn sites. Step two, make a conscious decision not to turn your head after people walk by you.
What? What, are you going to jerk off on them if you turn your head?
Well, no, I guess that gets you horny is to turn your head looking at
them. You should tell your mom that.
What?
She was pointing out that girl's butt to you. Just...
We didn't talk about that on the air.
Didn't we?
No.
Oh, oops. Well,
Step three, do not go to strip clubs. And then step...
Sorry, this do people masturbate at strip clubs?
I guess it
I'm
makes
sure.
you horny enough to want to masturbate.
Step four, don't go to junior high school in Iraq.
Step five, don't go to Grand Prospect Hall when they have a prom.
Step four is do not look at lust-filled magazines.
But well, yeah. I feel like these are not... He's telling you how not to get horny. That's not the same... Like,
but also, like... I think it's a chicken or the egg kind of thing, like with the porn sites and the magazines. You're not just doing that out of curiosity and then, oh, wow, this is weird. I'm looking at a porn site and all of a sudden I want to masturbate. You want to masturbate, so you go to look at the porn site. The urge is the first thing that happens.
Well, here's the number one.
What if you just stumble on a porn site? Like if you're at a torrent site and there's one of those ads with a girl just shaking her ass up and down.
You click those?
It's like a pop-up. Oh, no, I'm at a campsite.
Are there people that jerk off to pop-up ads? Is that a thing?
If it's a campsite and then it's a girl filleting herself. Can a girl fillet?
Maybe. There's guys that can suck their own dicks.
Sure.
I don't know.
What were you saying?
The real way to do it is not to have $80 trillion like 50 Cent where you have all day to just start jerking off.
Right, get a job. Yeah.
But
do
you
something.
Think he's so rich, he could just always have someone to do it for him.
I guess.
Why would he need to keep using his own arm that
much? He really loves his own hand, I don't know.
Yeah.
Try it with the right hand for a while.
Well,
it's not that hard to do.
It's hard.
It takes some training. I remember when I
got that much time.
I busted my right wrist
from all that masturbating.
No, like biking once.
Uh-huh.
It was so bad that I couldn't masturbate.
Wow.
And then I had to train myself. It took me a week.
Did you train your foot?
My left hand. Also, I think it correlated with like the level of horniness was much higher 5 days into not masturbating, where like. The shitty pacing of my left wrist made it happen. So, yeah, you could do it. You could be ambidextrous when it comes to masturbating.
But wait.
Instead of 50 Cent.
Maybe he, because we saw his first pitch was so horrible, maybe he jerks off wrong, too. Like, he's just a...
Oh, he's got carpal tunnel?
He's like a klutz. Like, maybe that's how he injured his... He's so uncoordinated that he jerks off at, like, a weird angle or something, and he just hurt his shoulder or
he should have Dr.
spine.
Dre teach him, like he taught him how to rap. Isn't that how that goes?
Oh, maybe when he got shot 8 times, like it threw off his jerking.
Also, I'm surprised that, like, you know, 50 Cent is a millionaire. He could, can he just hire a hula?
I
jerk
literally
him
said that 2 minutes ago.
You're not listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was.
Thank you.
So 50 Cent is really rich. Can
Why
he hire
he just...
two hulas?
Much better.
We'll edit this out in post.
Oh yeah.
Can I read this
Brian
here?
Fellow?
Super Nintendo Chalmers said, I just imagine Hearts on Fire playing as Rob trained himself to jerk off with his left hand from the Rocky movie.
Oh, I thought Hammerfall.
Yeah, I thought that too.
No, they're talking about a training montage. I'll get to the middle of the song. Oh, this is Rob now.
It could be either one because the lyrics to the other one is Hearts on Fire, burning, burning with desire.
No, yeah, I think this is what he meant. Let's see, ask him. He's training. Now get that off. No one likes that. Get that out of here.
But that was definitely Rob's soundtrack.
This is the first thing I thought. It's a total masturbation montage.
Nope. He said he meant Rocky IV. Okay.
Well, this is what I interpreted.
Oh, of course you did. The other joke
was... Yes, Hammerfall, I'm going to do it.
The other joke was way funnier. Would have been much better if we played this. This is Rob training in his room.
Doing, like, stomach crunches.
Hey, that fucking unlistenable shit that you just played.
Heart on fire!
Heart on fire!
The squire and the sparrow. Burning, burning with desire.
Isn't Hammerfall the one with that fucking video where they're in the ice age or something and they're fucking driving off an ice cliff?
This is high heart on fire.
Like skeletons.
Heart on fire. We're from another country and we sing phonetically. I don't know what I'm saying.
I have
right
to say,
now.
Like, I went from thinking the song was hilarious to ironically liking it to sincerely liking it.
Yeah,
it's a great song. It's a great cheesy power metal
song.
That
seems to be your process with most music that you like.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny to me, and then I'm like, no, wait, I really like it. It's stuck in my head. What's wrong with that?
It's not stuck in my head.
Here, I'll just make it louder.
Yeah, maybe then it'll get...
Oh, by the way, Super Nintendo Chama says Hammer falls straight into a trash bin.
Oh!
Bird!
Here, well, I'll just make it louder until everyone likes it.
I'll tell you what I don't like. It's vocal. It's vocal this time. Fire! America, speak English.
It's very 80s.
Absolutely. Not a fan of Hammerfall. Sorry.
You're just not fighting for the steel, Darren.
Farts on fire.
That would be better.
Yeah.
That video would be more fun.
Yep.
It'd be a bunch of dudes bent over with flames shooting out of their ass. That's the whole video. Just like a VU meter, but butt flames instead of...
Have you ever tried to fart, like, onto a lighter?
No.
Have you ever tried to light your farts?
No. I'm very accident prone. I would not...
yeah, that's always my fear, too.
Oh,
what? That I would like, light my shorts on fire or whatever.
Yeah. Shorts on fire! Shorts on fire!
Just do it naked.
Oh, you're right.
No, then he'll light his ass hairs on fire.
Well, that's probably a good thing. He'd get rid of the ass hairs.
But the air is not getting sucked in, so the fire won't come towards your ass. It's just going to blow it away from you.
Shorts. Rob, shorts are on fire.
Come on, this part will pump anybody up.
If only anyone knew of this band, Weird Al would totally do a parody.
A lot of people know about this band.
Not enough for Weird Al.
Not in the U.S.
Yeah.
Burning with desire.
Burning for the steel. What steel?
What does that mean?
What are you talking about?
Noah, you were very gung-ho
like
about that line. What does that mean?
All of a sudden there's a sword involved somehow?
Running from the steel? Is that what you said?
No, I think he said fighting for the steel.
I thought it was burning for the steel.
That's real.
What does that mean? What is the steel?
The sword, I guess?
Yeah.
Why, you don't even know.
A lot of power metal guys have, like, sword collections.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you don't even know what he's talking about.
I don't care. I just like the song.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I'm totally with that. That's certain things
like,
that...
If you ever try to read Sonata Arctica lyrics, it's the stupidest thing ever.
Sure.
But...
Who would ever try to do that? Yeah, I think you're the only one.
They don't even read their own fucking lyrics.
Other than, like, the person at the record label who had to send that to the pressing plant. Like, I guess I should probably... Like, the intern.
I'm telling you, this guy lives in a fucking igloo. He doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't speak English.
This guy doesn't live in a fucking igloo. He lives in the heart of town in a condo. This is a whole fucking act. Come on.
True. But he doesn't speak English. We can agree on that.
Yeah, sure.
He's just sounding it out.
Yeah.
Hearts on fire. What the fuck did I just say?
No way. They really believe
that.
In it.
Hooked on phonics. Hooked on phonics.
Learning with desire.
207 is back.
You're
on the air, 207.
Masturbating.
Oh, I was just listening. I already said my shitty joke for the night.
Thank you.
Wait, at the end of your call, did you say Yankees suck or who sucked?
Yankees suck.
Okay, good. Oh. Just making sure.
Then I definitely won't goodbye you.
Yes.
What team are you a fan of?
Oh, I hung up on him. Hold on.
Oh.
He said he was just listening. Why would you hang up on him?
What team are you a fan of?
The Boston Red Sox.
Good. All right. Support that. That's my AL team.
All right.
Good for you.
I guess we'll take a music break.
Isn't that what we just did?
No, we need a break from that music. That's what a music break is.
Well, we got
play like all Hammerfall.
And then Lil Jon.
Well, I wanted to play the Institutionalized
instead
cover
of that,
my body
play Lil Jon.
Nope. I do like that turned down for what song, though?
What? Not,
I wouldn't even call it a song.
How do you... Wait, can we... Oh, we'll talk about it when we
We'll talk about it when we get back.
Can we talk about the granny porn when we come back?
Oh,
God. That was
I'm okay with listening to it, but I never want to see that shit again.
All right. Well, we'll
I didn't click it. I don't know.
Maybe we can show Darren.
No.
Yes.
No. Why?
Please.
We'll get to it. After the music break, here's Body Count with Institutionalized.
Yo, I came home from work the other day. I was tired. I just wanted to sit back in my big chair and play a little Xbox. You know, relax a little. Then my wife comes in. She starts telling me I play too much Xbox. I said, what the fuck do you mean? This is just how I relax. Can I just play a little Xbox? And she said, I saw an Oprah today that guys that play video games don't love their wife. I'm like, motherfucking bitch, fuck Oprah. I don't give a fuck. I just want to play my video game. I don't give a fuck about Oprah. Oprah ain't got no man. You better worry about your motherfucking self. I just want to kill some motherfuckers on Xbox. She said, you seem like you have an anger problem. Maybe you need some help. I'm like, bitch, call the police now. You wanna be institutionalized? You come out brainwashed, bloodshot eyes. You wanna have anything to say? They'll brainwash you, see they wait. I'm not crazy. Institution. You're the one that's crazy. Institution. You're driving me crazy. Institution. They put me in an institution. Said it was the only solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. The other day I go on the internet. I'm just trying to check my email. So I put in my password, it says I have an invalid password. I know my fucking password, so then it says go to customer service. So I get on customer service, I start talking to this dude. This motherfucker sound like he's from India or some shit. He says to me, what's your first dog's name? I don't know what my fucking first dog's name was. What the fuck's the matter with you? I just want my password. Give me my fucking password. So then he ends up giving me my password, and he says, your password has been sent to your email address. I'm like, I can't get in my email address. What about can't get in my email address? Do you not understand, motherfucker? He says, oh my God, it seems like you have an anger problem. You should have that checked out. Ah! I'm not crazy. Institution. You're the one that's crazy. Institution. You're driving me crazy. Institution. They put me in an institution. Said it was the only solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. The other day I'm just sitting alone on lunch break at my job, trying to eat a ham sandwich. Got a little potato chips in the side, a little Kool-Aid. This motherfucker walks up to me and says, are you gonna eat that? Like, yeah, I'm gonna eat that. What do you fuck you think I'm gonna do? Shove it up your ass? Do you understand that that pork can kill you? Look, motherfucker, pork is not gonna kill me unless they figure a way to shoot it out of a fucking gun. But I might kill you if you keep fucking with me. He says, hey, calm down. I'm a vegan. Fuck a vegan. I could give a fuck if you eat sawdust, motherfucker. Just step away from my fucking sandwich. He says, do you realize how much sugar is in that Kool-Aid? I said, do you realize how much blood is in the human body? Do you want to see it, motherfucker? He said, oh my God, you need therapy. You have an anger problem. I'm not crazy. Institution. You're the one that's crazy. Institution. You're driving me crazy.
This is Shlomo, and you are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Gentrification is what happens when the property value of a certain area is brought down. Huh? You listening?
Yeah.
They bring the property value down. They can buy the land at a lower price. Then they move all the people out, raise the property value, and sell it at a profit.
Is it weird that I shave my pubes before visiting the dentist? Oh, I guess I'll just listen to the Metal Injection live cast instead. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Rob is covering his marijuana cigarette in Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce. Rob, remember. Inhale. Don't swallow. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
Yeah.
Hello, son. This is your resident announcer guy, Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection Live Cast. Sorry about that. Now that the music break is over, the live cast demands your full attention. So please, put down the pot brownies and video game controllers. Also put down the Vaseline and broomsticks. Here's the show.
Hour number two is in full effect here on the Metal Injection live cast. And we got a little more beef at the table. Jake is here.
Hi.
What fucking metaphor was that?
I don't know. Hello, Jake.
Jake is a beefcake.
That rhymes.
At the table. Oh.
Thanks.
So, Jake the Beefcake is here. And Noah sent an email this week, which was disgusting. And I can't believe I watched it. It was so gross. It was the video was titled "A 15-year-old having sex with his 90-year-old grandmother."
No, it was. It says skater bro fucks his own grandmother.
Right, okay,
which is not true at
you
all.
Made
not
me
true. Because he's a 30-year-old man. He was in the news in the British tabloids for having a fetish for
even,
older
even though
women.
He's an American guy.
Yeah. Well, because American tabloids are like, this is gross. We have some standards. British tabloids, nope.
Well, they don't have these standards of metal injection.
No. Thank you. We didn't write about it.
Yeah.
But if he was in a metal band, if he was in a metal band, we would
have. Maybe he's a fan of metal?
If he had if in the photo shoot he had a Slayer shirt on, I would have written.
That's close enough.
That's close enough.
What if Ronnie Radke fucks his own grandmother?
No, I'd write about that. That's already written about. So that was a story, and then I guess a porn tape of it, and it was the grossest, the driest vagina I've ever seen.
Ew.
It was Rob, you've only seen dry vaginas.
Fair point.
Oh!
Fair point. I've moistened plenty of vaginas. Yeah, well. I'll have you.
So he's an expert on dry vaginas. So this is worse than the ones he's seen. It says something.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Backing me here.
I have to defend you.
So what's the plan here, Noah?
Well, I thought that we would talk about it on the air, but since nobody wants to look at it again,
I'll look at it. I'll do it for the show.
Okay.
I'll stare at some dry vagina for the show.
I wanted to see what Jake's reaction would be to it.
Do you want to post the link in the chat? So
there's a lot of kids in there. I don't know that we should really do that.
What?
You're going to go over and look as well?
Can you turn it? So it's. I really don't want to.
No, if he turns it, then I have to look at it too.
No, you
got to
turn it.
Oh, God damn it.
Wait, should I?
I don't think you should. I don't think you should post it in the chat because there's kids in there.
Okay, so you guys just describe it then. Okay.
Well,
should I make it full screen?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely
I'm
full.
I'm still going to look away.
I mean, what's the point?
Whoops.
Damn, that was disgusting.
No, it's queuing up this granny porn.
Hold on.
And if you want to watch along with us, just do a little searching.
Here's a question.
Noah told
you
the title of the story.
We have a question in the chat for Rob while you queue that up. How many vaginas have you penetrated?
That's from Chocolate Croissant. More than Chocolate Croissant has.
Oh!
Boom.
You going to take that?
So, Noah,
why are you
how long does it take to full screen the video?
It's floating. It's buffering.
Are you talking about the video quality when you say it's disgusting?
Are we going to have to watch this in HD?
Yeah.
Yes.
HD stands for highly disgusting.
Yeah.
You're so lucky it's not working.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, the thumbnail is like this old woman with a young dick in her mouth. So
but it gets so much worse.
Yeah, that's the high point.
Oh,
once they start talking about it while doing it, it's even worse.
That's the Red Band trailer.
Yes, there's conversation during.
Oh.
Wait, let's see.
Why don't
it says click here for more grandma destruction.
Destruction?
I wouldn't click on anything on that website.
That was your high school band, wasn't it, Jake? Grandma Destruction?
Yeah.
did he put C4 in her twat? Like, what the fuck?
That's the only way she feels anything, Darren.
Yeah. She should just pick off the scabs and let the pus run out.
I found the link. Let's see.
You're nice and wet.
It works because you have your Ethernet plugged in.
I'd love to take a picture with that chick when her boyfriend's in the bathroom.
She's in the bathroom too, though. She's incontinent.
Oy.
Constantly in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. I almost searched 3-year-old man fucks his grandmother.
Oh.
But it's 31.
I'm sure you'd find the 20 of disgusting videos if you did that.
And her name would be put on a government list.
I got it. Here we go.
You're all excited.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'm excited. Nursing home by themselves. Because grandmas need cock. They changed your fucking diapers. They were nice to you when your parents sucked. Got you cool
this
Christmas
guy was
presents.
On Maury Povich.
Give grandma some cock.
Was he?
Right?
And then she's sucking his dick. This old, old, old woman, like older than Estelle Getty old.
Older than Estelle Getty. She's older than fucking
Methuselah.
Okay. Where's the craziest place you and I have had sex?
On the sink in a bathroom in a porn shop.
She looks like...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that
she
was.
She looks like
yeah,
Carol Burnett.
I think the article said she was 69 years
today?
Old.
No.
It says she was 91.
Yeah, that's... Well, they also said that guy was 15.
But they love stuff. Mm.
Oh.
Like warm apple pie.
Oh!
Apple pie, huh?
Uh-huh. They cut to a clip of American Pie.
Ecstasy. Oh my God!
Darren, what does that vagina look like? You can describe.
It looks
like a Lego block.
This is what my life has come to.
She's wearing like a fishnet, pink fishnet body. Oh no, it's a different scene now. Oh yeah, they're split wide open. Oh, so gross.
The good thing is, if her heart stops, it'll be like the paddles while he's fucking her. It'll be like kickstarting her heart. This is the lead singer of Hammerfall, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
So, you know, you say how disgusting this is, but you're going to be that age one day. Aren't you going to want to get fucked still?
Yes,
so
but
you're
going to
want
put
someone,
it on video.
Perhaps Jake, to be interested in... I don't what's happening. I'm not looking. I'm not going to look. I'm
sorry,
not going
to
look.
To interrupt, Jack.
What was happening, Jared?
No, she was just giving him head, but it was a close-up of her wrinkles.
Ah! I didn't make it that far into the video.
Naked body. Oh, ew, oh, he beat her ass. No.
I didn't make it that far.
He just opened her vagina open.
Why is he wearing a condom? I'm looking now. Why is he wearing a condom?
In case he has HPV to give to her or something.
Oh, he just... All right, he came into her on her face.
And now she's wiping it on
No, no, but he came into the cracks and ravines on her face.
Someone squirting on my cock.
She ain't squirting nothing, buddy.
He's flashing the devil horn.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
this
there
you go.
This
it is
metal.
Story.
Yeah. Is that a fart sound?
She's
what
queefing.
Is going on?
No, that's her fucking pussy creaking.
Who is holding the camera? Who
his
is
his friend?
That's dust flying out.
His friend was like, this is a good idea. You should do this.
Her caregiver is holding the camera.
Is that her tooth?
That was so gross.
He just came into her Ben Gay, I think.
That's all she thinks about, I promise.
Man, that sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't take it. That was so disgusting. They showed a close-up of her ass cheeks, like she was riding his dick. And you just saw just like 8 pounds.
It
of
was the ass cheeks looked like a pudding waterfall.
It looked like somebody That's riddled them with bullets.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It does. Just ill-fitting skin on her body.
Where'd you find this, Noah?
My cubicle mate Sam was watching it at work.
Oh wow.
Is that not a fireable fucking offense? Are you serious?
No, it's show prep.
For what
job?
What channel is it
work?
For our show?
First of all, it's a woman, and she works for OutQ.
What does this have to do with LGBT
hey
issues?
Guys, here's another reason to be gay.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
It's recruiting.
And also, that woman looks like a fucking man.
Yeah, but it was fine. It was after hours.
It's like fucking the ghost of Carol Burnett.
It does. I just said she looked like Carol Burnett before. Oh, I need something not disgusting to look at right now.
So you
just go to iBleach.com. It's all right.
What's that?
I'm going to do that.
It's bleach for your eyes.
Oh.
It's just photos of like of naked women, of like naked models. But then there's also like
there's puppies, I thought.
A safe for work one, which is a puppy and kitties one.
Are they naked puppies and kittens, though?
Of course. What are their... Ooh, so that was
crucial.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't know why you made me do that.
You hate me? Also, the Westboro Baptist Church tweeted at us.
I just want to say, I sent that over for the reaction. I thought the reaction would be funny on the air.
Right.
Not because I hate you.
You have Google alerts on your fucking computer to fucking...
You shouldn't have emailed it to us in advance if you wanted, like... Because me and Rob had already watched it.
I definitely didn't get through much of it.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I was being nice.
So did we just watch the whole thing?
That was the whole... Well,
I
mean...
It looked like a trailer.
It
did look like a full scene.
Has it enticed you to purchase the full DVD?
No.
Blu-ray? If it was Blu-ray, would you go for it?
No, like definitely no.
What's the the better the definition, the less he wants it.
Maybe if it's like on a tube TV.
Okay, so this guy,
if it was one pixel, I might consider it.
This guy's name is a cougar champion, the world's number one granny fucker.
I feel like I've seen him on Maury. You remember the episode with the odd couple?
No, I don't, because I don't watch.
Well, Darren does.
I do.
But they all blend together. I don't.
Maury only usually does DNA testing.
Yeah, that's why I think an episode like that would be like a holiday.
No, every so often.
Wow, a non-DNA episode? This was great. It would be memorable because it wasn't.
Excuse me. Every so often, Maury Povich, holds off on the paternity test episodes, and he either does, is it a man or a woman shows?
No, not anymore, though. That was years ago.
And he also does Odd Couples.
I've never seen an Odd Couples on Maury in like 2 years.
So not only is this like a website where you can watch videos of it, but Granny Marge and Granny Shirley panties are for sale. $25 each. And autographed pictures of Granny Shirley or Granny Marge are $20 each.
Which one was the one in the video?
Yeah. It doesn't say.
Got the Vaseline smell.
That was Pearl.
There's three grannies in the picture.
Well, that's
he has grannies lined up for months already.
How do you do that? How do you get a granny?
Well, they're probably dying out of sex.
Yeah.
You
probably
he's
just
like
have
the
to
only
ask.
Guy.
I guess so. But what I'm asking is like what avenue?
Go to a nursing
you use?
Home.
You just like advertise on a nursing home, and they'll be okay with that.
Or pick them up at your local
hole?
Key food. That's one of those events.
Greeting card store.
At a Golden Girls viewing party. I don't know.
Buffet.
Yeah, Golden Corral. They have the early bird special. You just wait outside.
Yeah, wait at the early birds, like at the Denny's.
May I take your plate, ma'am? Yeah. Just get a job as a waiter or a busboy at one of those places and hit on the clientele.
No, I figured it out. It's the courtesy counter at the supermarket where they're like trying to get 50 cents back on a coupon.
Where they want those rain checks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's the manager at a supermarket.
How about a rain check from a heart?
Makes sense.
Uh-oh, my mom actually just told me about getting some of those from the supermarket. Watch out, Mom! Stay away from that guy.
Your mom needs some. You don't know.
She probably does.
And by the way, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
You go to the buffet line and there's a strange-looking sausage in the plate. Don't touch it. Don't touch it, sis, mom. Grandmom.
Not fresh.
Not fresh sausage. That was disturbing.
I feel like we need another music break just to recover from that.
We're listening to music right now.
You're right.
Play Turn Down for What? That could be our music break.
It's not a song, though.
That's your jam right now, Sid.
Well, because
isn't it?
The video is so good.
Well, all right. The video is great.
Yeah.
I almost feel that the video is so good it doesn't deserve to be attached to Little John.
I feel like it's what Fatboy Slim used to have all those great music videos, but their songs were not memorable. Yeah. It was the same thing. It was just like to facilitate
now,
a video.
Yeah, if this guy is a DJ.
Don't say anything. Don't say
it's
anything.
It's dance music.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Pause this, please. You made a statement before that this is a great song.
I think it's a great, it's like a catchy song.
It's a catchy hook, but that's all it is. It's not a song.
I don't remember
it. Not a song at all. I wanted to get you on record.
But why isn't it a song?
Just play it. Just play it. It'll speak for itself.
In the world of dance music, this counts as a song.
Yeah, I know, but it's
not like a metal hit.
It just shows
for what it is. There's not like a verse and then a chorus. It's
right.
Just the
chorus.
Well,
it's a DJ. It's not like an artist.
And it's like in every
commercial. Right, it's a DJ, it's not an artist.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree. It's like something for a club, yes. I understand.
But the video, describe the video because it's
video's great. I will not
deny
it. The video, it starts on a roof with a guy dancing to the song, and every time Turn Down for What says, something big happens in the video, like he'll crash into this girl's apartment, and then she's like, get the fuck out, and then she starts dancing because the music takes a hold
but
of her.
But he's dancing just with his crotch, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's like
and he's breaking things with his cat.
Yeah.
And then, like, on the next climax, she sits on his face.
Jumps on his face with her ass,
yeah.
And they crash through the floor into the next family.
Into a Latino family's home. And then the Latino family starts dancing, and the woman, the old Latino woman's breasts,
her gigantic pendulous grandma breasts,
start jiggling to the song, yes. Like right here.
What does turn down for what mean?
Well, I believe it means like why? What reason do I have to calm down?
Yeah, turn down for what?
Because the terminology now is turned up. Like when you're all hyped,
yeah,
you're turned up. So to turn down would be the opposite of turned up.
I'm usually very up on time.
Yeah, I am so
rhetorical.
Right now.
Urban Dictionary defines a rhetorical question used by teenagers. Turn up is the act of getting drunk and high and being reckless. So turn down would mean sobering up. Turn down for what is really saying I'm fucked up and will continue to be all night no matter what.
Yeah.
But the only appropriate answer to this question would be nothing.
Lifeless One says that was probably the whitest explanation of that.
Well, and here's a breakdown. This is the breakdown of the song. Circle Pit!
Unlistenable noise. Awful.
It's catchy. I don't mind it.
I think it's fine for like electronic music. It's
better
right.
than dubstep.
Electronic music is.
You just have to put it into context. If you're if you're looking for a metal song, obviously this will do nothing.
No, not
for
a metal.
You
think the only music I like is metal? That's not true.
What don't you like about it?
Dance music.
It's just repetitive. It's like listening to Saint Anger. It's
very
the same. It's
thin.
Just repetitive.
Nothing like listening to Saint Anger.
It's repetitive.
I feel like it sounds like. Everything else that sounds like this.
Right. The whole song
sure.
is done,
it
loops.
It's yeah. non-confrontational. It's not trying to be in your...
Unless
well,
you want
is.
Him to turn down. And it's right up in your fucking face.
Jake, what do you think of this?
I think this song is a vehicle for the video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Definitely.
Totally.
That's not okay, definitely, because you were just saying what a great song it is.
No, I got into the song, quote-unquote, through the video. The video is what was appealing to me.
If you just heard the song and didn't see the video along with it, you'd be like, this sucks.
You'd get
yeah.
bored with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah.
We only enjoyed yeah. it because of the video when we were watching.
Well, we only enjoyed the video. The music has nothing. Like, you can
yeah.
play anything over that video.
I've listened to the song without the video.
I've heard, like, multiple commercials use this song in, like, sporting events and stuff, and I just thought they were using, like, the best 10-second snippet. Oh. I didn't realize that it was just 4 minutes of that snippet.
Well, technically,
yeah. I didn't realize that today.
Initially, when I heard it, I was like, oh, so this is basically trying to be, like, the Harlem Shake, except
yeah.
it's, like, twice as long, because the Harlem Shake was a minute or whatever.
Well, it's just like the fucking, speaking of sporting events, the yeah, hey, na-na-na,
yeah.
na-na. It's the same thing. It's yeah. no. There's no song.
Except
to
there's
it.
No good video with that. There's
yeah.
just Gary Glitter.
And he's a pedophile.
Yeah, fucking little kid.
Yeah, Lil Jon is not.
He
a
won't
pedophile.
Turn down either. Gary Glitter, unless the law tells him to, and then he'll turn down for like a couple years, and then he'll go to the Philippines and get turned up all over again.
So this is the same thing. Con lo terrorista. But it's the same thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is
yeah.
exactly the same thing. This is the same
but that's
song?
What dance music is now. People have very short attention spans.
It's just yeah.
You get drunk, you dry hump somebody with it.
It's just like Future Island. Horrible as that.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like this is the type of music people just leave on in the background while they just need something.
The funniest thing was today, randomly, Comedy Central was doing the Chappelle Show marathon.
Yeah.
And it was the Lil Jon episode, and I'm
yeah.
like,
oh, yeah.
it's so funny. He hasn't been famous since... those Chappelle Show episodes,
no,
and now he's just
no.
as famous again.
He was on Celebrity Apprentice, and he won.
I don't care. I'm talking.
I don't
for
feel
his
like
music.
He was just as famous. He just wasn't a part of the like mainstream
yeah.
conversation. But he was. He's been doing stuff like
yeah,
people
but
in.
But
he's
I'm
been
talking about like on my radar.
No, I on your radar. But like a few years after that, when LMFAO or whatever, when they blew up, they had that song with him called Shots, and that was a huge. That was a huge.
That was with
huge,
him.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that.
So it's just like you don't pay attention to it.
But it like for my point of view, it's just like he has this huge hit that is everywhere. Then he drops off the face of the earth for years. Then he comes back and becomes just as famous all over again, which is like really impressive.
I don't get Lil Jon at all.
Yeah.
I don't think guess him. Good for him. Wants to make money having absolutely no talent. I think that's awesome.
I don't know. I think there's a talent.
But he's a producer. Like, that's his main... He just does songs for other people. Then he'll show up and do it. He has a gimmick.
His
gimmick
voice
is
very recognizable.
Yeah.
And fun.
What
was
that
Douglas
song?
Levinson's voice.
Well, his Douglas Levinson
talented.
Song is not fun, though.
What was that song that he released at first? Lil Jon, that like everyone was quoting something.
Yeah.
From oh.
With that was
Usher?
An Usher song.
Yeah.
yeah.
That he screamed on.
Yeah!
But that's the only part anybody
well,
remembers.
Well, he produced
right.
the song,
but that
though.
Was a really
he did
good
the
song.
Beat and everything.
That was a
yeah.
really good song.
Yeah. So he's a pretty, he's did some good songs
yeah.
as a producer. He had his
he's
moment.
No Swizz Beats.
That's he's certainly more tolerable than T.I.
T.I. is a rapper.
With his auto... Oh, wait, no. Who's the guy with the autotune?
Oh, T-Pain.
T-Pain.
You're
too many
T's. An iced tea.
I'm more of an iced
tea
kind
of
guy. but I'm into it.
All T's look alike to you, huh, Rob?
That's transphobic.
We are ready to rock this. Lil Jon. Usher.
Usher.
Zach Beats.
Zach Beats mentioning in the chat.
Nice.
Turn down for what?
For this. This would turn anyone down.
I'll turn this down.
Metallica should have turned this down.
They didn't even know. They didn't know what they were spending.
Who paid who for this song, do you think?
Who what?
Who paid who for this
they
song?
They both got paid. Everyone got paid.
Well, there was a making of that where they showed them all standing in the, like, all these fucking
They were in two separate studios at the same time on an ISDN line.
No. I'm just saying they showed the conceptual imagining of this song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Swizz Beatz did this. This
oh,
his,
see?
His idea.
That's why I played it.
Because he did a mixtape. He did an album, and every song had a different collaboration on it. Yeah. He's like, oh, I want to put Metallica and Ja Rule
together.
What
were the other collaborations? Were they as horrible as this, or were they?
Well, wait,
you
know,
decent?
That little clip, I don't know, it's on YouTube somewhere, but they show him in a room, and they're just there's no Metallica representative at all. They're playing all these riffs that Metallica sent over. Mm-hmm. This is already, it's past the point where it's going to be Metallica and Ja Rule. And they're playing different beats or whatever, riffs that Metallica sent, and they're like, yeah. Yeah, we can use that. Oh, I don't like that. Let's use this. And then they get to the real one they use, and they're, oh, this is fire. Oh, this is great. You know, and then they rap over it. Like, oh, my God. So shitty.
Again, we have to listen to this?
Oh, yeah, I'll turn it off.
Yeah, turn that
it's
down.
Almost
for,
as bad as... Turn it down for our listeners.
Yeah.
This is almost as bad as granny porn.
It sort of is granny porn in a way.
Grandpa porn.
Yeah. Kurt Hammett.
It's four old guys fucking music.
Yeah, basically.
In
the
mouth.
Okay.
Rob, are you all right?
I'm trying to find... So it's mostly Swizz Beatz. Then there's also Lil Kim, LL Cool J...
But who collaborated with who?
Oh, by the
this
way.
This is all Swizz Beatz songs. So on one song, it was Jadakiss. On one song, Busta Rhymes. On one song, LL Cool J.
I have to make an editorial correction here. Truc Le Croissant corrected me. That Metallica and Bob Rock were in the studio when they were doing that riff comparison.
That's what I said. They were in separate studios on an ISDN line. They were never in the same room.
It just sounded like they were.
It just was edited, I guess.
They had Bob Rock put on a Ja Rule mask.
Because this was, I think, during the St. Anger session that this happened.
Oh, my God. Wow. And just everything out of that.
Just everything about this, yeah.
Colossal shit. Just set that studio on fire.
It's on fire tonight.
Yeah, there's a 10-minute behind-the-scenes thing. Yeah.
This is the world that won't go wrong.
So tell me, what's up?
What we're doing is we're doing a Swizz Beatz album.
Oh, they were in the
Swizz
Beatz.
Okay.
Well, Ja Rule wasn't here, but Swizz Beatz is here.
You know.
Yeah, and all
it's a compilation of artists from DMX, Jay-Z, Ludacris, Michael. Cool. And it'll be good for us because then we cross over into an area where we wouldn't normally. And then
I guess they're manager.
Now, the thing is everybody's game for whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Let's just see what happens here. Okay.
Who rather than
this is Bob Rock.
Oh, my God.
I think it's phenomenal.
Everybody,
could you tell that was a white guy? So now they're listening to riffs. All the Afro-Americans in the room are into it.
This is the riffs. They're doing a director's commentary on this.
Swizz Beatz is like doing the turntable move. You can hear it happen. This is the riff.
Yeah,
This is when they all start going nuts. They love it.
That right there, you can play that in the party.
Yep.
Oh, my God, it's all forming.
It's coming together.
He's bobbing
it. It's easy for everybody to get into.
Yeah. See, that's what they want something easy for everyone to get into, Darren. You were saying this is not a song.
No, this is a song. This is a song. It's just horrible.
Which will go, Nevermore You're Wicked For.
Yeah.
Nevermore!
Sorry.
This is the thing that should not be.
That's different with Metallica.
No, but that song is about this song.
Ja Rule is the thing.
Something like that. We did. I could hear that on games, like a football team, or somebody that's winning. You know what I'm saying?
Big dreams, big plans for this.
They had delusions.
So Metallica wasn't even in the room. They
we
hear,
did it again.
Here's some recycled riffs we have.
I'm feeling that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. This is something we could do.
This is a crap that Kirk Hammett took onto a track.
Bob, can you start that? Second part.
This makes me appreciate this. He's just bouncing to the song.
They think this is going to be the next We Are the Champions.
Yeah.
We Will Rock You. No, they're like to play in sports arenas. Lars is out watching other people do cocaine.
Oh, now we're talking.
We're here. What do we do?
Someone told us we were here to make some money.
Where's the money?
Nice to meet you. Oh, man, Swiss is in here.
Cool.
It's incredible, man.
Oh, cool.
Stop.
Yeah. You're going to be on Jumbotrons everywhere.
We haven't heard it for a while. What does it sound like?
What's
Lars' headbang?
Like, yeah, I wrote this.
Kirk Hammett has this like smile on his face where he's like, cameras are on, I can't look that awkward, but sure, I'm getting paid, right?
And that's why James said, wipe that smile right off your face.
Oh, James isn't even here for this. It's just Kirk and Lars.
That's gonna fuck everybody when they hear our shit later. And then give X a give verse. James sings the chorus.
Give X, so DMX is originally.
DMX got that.
That might have been good.
Yeah. Maybe he was just like, oh, this shitty riff? Fuck that. Give it to Ja Rule.
Yeah, give it to the shitty version of DMX.
DMX is shit. Yeah. And he's a little more
edgier.
Also has a more presence in the rock world.
Yeah.
I love the sound of Ja Rule's voice, man. Mm-hmm.
What? Kirk Hammett? Kirk, how dare you?
Murda.
You know, Ja might be able to pull it off better than DMX.
What?
I think we should get a Shanti.
Yo, I like that ass on a Shanti.
I think we should get a Shanti.
Shut up, Kirk.
Totally just took two different elements and made them one.
Yes! We did it! We're so into it. This is incredible. I wish we could have, like, statistics on the amount of Ja Rule fans like literally became Metallica fans from this and vice versa. I bet it's zero and zero.
Yeah, the Venn diagram, the two circles don't touch at all.
Not at all. Especially since I don't think there are Ja Rule fans anymore, so it'd be hard to track down.
Super Nintendo Chalmers said Kirk likes the look of Ja Rule's dick.
Aww. Hey! I think we should get a little John on this track.
What the fuck is he saying?
Fucking worse. I don't know what he's saying, but where's the money?
We did it.
Cool.
Kirk recorded his original solo here. This is a very original solo.
No, how's the musicianship on the solo?
Not good at all.
He's playing like he wants to get out of the studio as fast as possible.
Yeah, he's like, this isn't an hourly rate I'm getting, right?
Yeah.
It's a flat fee.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was a rhythm
one that you did in that break. I've got dinner plans with Dave Navarro. I gotta go. He probably has dinner with Dave Navarro, right? He seems like...
Have you ever seen Kirk Hammett and Dave Navarro in the same place?
Good point. Probably some Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after party bullshit.
Dude, same eyeliner.
Yeah, getting a lap dance from Courtney Love. Exactly.
Oh, HPV.
This is disgusting for all of them.
Put the strings on them! Break it down! Fuck some grannies right now!
So I guess that's it.
We fucking all the grannies! Yeah!
fucking granny.
Some musicians get Grammys, some get grannies.
I get grannies. You'll get Grammys, I'll get grannies. Murder, murder.
It's funny you mention that because speaking of Lars.
Fuck Lars, he don't know how to play the drums no more. Try to suggest that we get DMX. Fuck him, yeah.
Somebody in my feed posted a link to a Charlie Rose episode in two.
Fuck Charlie Rose too. He don't fuck grannies like
Charlie
I
Rose,
do.
Baby,
baby, baby. Charlie Rose on the PBS. What kind of fucking station is that? They don't even have no commercials, baby.
And it was a debate between Lars Ulrich and Chuck D about Napster in 2000. And honestly, no, I'm not, like, I'm being completely sincere here, where it was the first time where I was like, oh, wow, you know, Lars kind of had a point.
Two stupid motherfuckers that don't know shit debating about something they don't know about, baby.
No, well, what is Flavor Flav's opinion, though? That's what we all really want to know.
He's like, what? Money?
Yeah, boy, fuck Napster.
No, he's pro Napster, right?
He knows that people can't download those clock necklaces, so he's fine. It doesn't matter to him.
You wouldn't steal a clock necklace, would you? Well, they both had very valid points. So instead of just playing it, let me just summarize it.
Please.
Lars's point, well, Chuck D's point was that the internet gives everyone, you know, equal opportunity to get their music heard.
Correct.
And that you'll no longer need a label. Who cares about labels losing money because it's all about the music, and ultimately the music comes forward on the internet.
Very valid
and
point.
And what he was kind of championing was what eventually became basically sites like Bandcamp or Reverb Nation, where anybody can put their music up and have it be heard, or even on YouTube. Now, what Lars's point was, and he was completely right here, is that ultimately, he's not against the distribution of music. What bothered him about Napster was that while it was taking the money out of the hands of the, you know, greedy music business people, it was putting it in the hands of a greedy startup, because behind Napster, there were these hedge fund guys, these people that invested in the company that were looking to make money off of this piece of technology, and they weren't going to share it with the musicians whose software is built on the back of those musicians.
Okay, my answer to that is, who cares? Because the music is still going out to people who would otherwise, in other words, all right, you made a comparison between greedy music industry guys.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that there is so much shitty music out there is because they sell full albums for $21 with one good song.
Right, right. No, that's wrong, right. But
I want to finish my thought there, which is that the fact that now that music is downloadable means you can just get the song that you want without shelling out all that money. So just even if the money initially goes to whatever hedge fund managers or whatever it is, it's still going to open up more avenues for people to be able to distribute
the
music.
Well, the thing is, at the time with Nat, this is 2000,
right?
And I was thinking about that in 2000, just to download a song, still it was like 10 minutes to download a 3-minute song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, they were talking about the movie business. They're like, "Yeah, in 5 years you'll be able to download a movie on your computer, and the movie industry will be crumbling." So. But the thing is, though, like...
And did that happen? No.
Yeah, it did.
The music industry is crumbling. I mean, the movie...
They have those
PSAs before every
box
movie.
Box office revenues are totally...
Stuff.
They're not...
I mean, crumbling, though?
It's not crumbling, but yeah, no.
No, it's the same thing.
But the thing is, now they've legitimized it, though. Like, the thing is, with Napster, is no artist was getting paid when music was being downloaded off it. Now I feel like it's evolved to a point. With, like, for example, Spotify, not even.
Yeah.
With Spotify, you get paid like
I don't mean per song, I just mean like total, grand total.
Oh, total. Okay, yeah.
You sold 1 million copies, here's 75 cents.
Look, with Spotify, you know, there's money being sent to the artist, and Metallica's on Spotify. So I feel it's not like hypocritical of Lars. He was just making the point that nobody was protecting the copyright at the time.
But they're both avoiding the important thing, which is that there's nothing immoral about me sharing a file with you, right? There's nothing wrong
what
with
if
me
it,
doing
what
that.
If it's a file of child pornography?
That's different. That's the content. But there's nothing inherently wrong with me sending anyone a file. You know, even
yeah, well, that's not what he was
people.
Arguing, though. He was just arguing against the software, which made it easy for people on a grand scale.
Why? Why is that bad?
Because they weren't getting any profit. They were distributing their content.
But if you have, you're in possession of a skill or a service or something that is in demand, mm-hmm. you can charge more money for it. If you're in a, if that
right.
suddenly
so,
becomes,
so these people
but wait,
profit
you're not entitled
of it.
To always, you're not entitled to always make money off of it just because you did before. If that becomes much easier for people to get, then you don't get to make as much money. Too
right.
bad.
But they weren't
Darren,
making any money.
Would
though.
You ever umpire a game because you're good at it and not take money for
no,
it?
No, but I would stop. I wouldn't say you're forced to pay me this amount of money, even
so,
though my skills.
So,
but
are
they
not
weren't
that.
Forced. That's not what they were doing, though. They were just asked. They were telling them that we don't. What you're doing is illegal. We don't want you to do that.
Why is it illegal? It was made
because
illegal.
They're distributing their content illegally.
But if I send you a file right now, should that be illegal?
No, that's a single.
What's the difference? So if I send it to 20 people, is that illegal?
The illegality cut. Well, yeah, it's a fine line.
What if I have a viewing party?
But should
at
they
my
have
house?
Not? But if you own this library of music that is your revenue source, and somebody comes in and they're going to be profiting off of the sharing of your revenue source,
well,
without
that's
you
a different
anything.
Argument. But
that's isn't it the
but
same
if
argument?
They own but if they own they own the file sharing software or whatever it is, why shouldn't they be able to profit off of it?
Who? Metallica doesn't own the file sharing.
No. I'm saying whoever you're talking about, that you don't want them to make a profit. Napster. You don't want them to make a profit off of it, right?
They can make a profit if they share the profit with the copyright holder.
Why?
Because it's their music. If their music didn't exist, there would be nothing to profit off of.
But listen, there's a demand now for that software. In 2000, we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a demand for it, so they can sell it if they want to sell it. It's the same exact thing as the music.
Yeah, sure.
So if someone suddenly now wants to share their copy of Napster or whatever with someone else, they're allowed to do that too.
Yeah.
So then there becomes less demand for that.
But I don't. What does that have to do with what is that? I don't understand where this argument went here. How does that have to do?
I'm
with...
saying the only reason that this is illegal in the first place is because it's engineered that way because they're trying to keep. A certain level of profit that they're used to.
Uh-huh.
And it's totally artificial. There's no reason for that to be illegal in the first place. It doesn't matter that you have a copyright on the music because I'm not, you know, I still own, I can do whatever I want with the, I should be able to do whatever
yeah,
I want with the
I think you're arguing,
created.
You're arguing about it from the point of a listener, but he's arguing about against a corporation profiting off of their music by distributing that
okay,
software.
I didn't hear the interview, so...
Yeah.
Next time on the Metal Injection Livecast, we'll debate who the better presidential candidate is, Ronald Reagan or Walter Mondale. Every week we should just have a debate that was resolved 10-plus years ago.
Well, ultimately, they were both right. That was the thing about it, is that, like, the demand for it did go down, because now, instead of getting paid $20 a CD... You're getting paid a tenth of a cent per stream.
So all this talk about Napster. What about Audio Galaxy, huh? Kazaa? Who's speaking up for them?
Kazaa got shut down hard.
Oh. What happened to Kazaa?
What happened to that guy? Where is he now?
There was like some multi-million-dollar lawsuit that they lost.
He runs Piercing Metal.
What was that other one? Sound something? Soulseek. That was it.
Yeah, I don't think I ever used that one.
That was like the... closest to Napster that any software got.
What about LimeWire?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
LimeWire, I feel, was always just like a Kazaa clone with more malware on it.
Only malware.
Yeah, I would refuse to use that. Mid-2000 bootlegging.
We used to, when we did our old show, we used to get all our drops and everything from Kazaa.
Yeah, all of our like karaoke things. This is pre-torrent. But also, what a different world it was in 2000. Slow internet, no YouTube, no torrents.
Wow,
the beginning.
How do we manage to do that fucking show? I mean,
yeah, college radio.
It's very difficult.
We used to use the shortcut machine a lot, which already has pre-programmed sound effects.
So is Soulseek still in existence?
Maybe, I think so.
Sounds like a dating website.
Yeah.
Right? Like it
like
doesn't sound like it should
mingle?
Be a file. Yeah, something.
SoulSeekMingle.com.
Black people meet.
SoulSeek, that kind of soul.
Yeah, SoulSeek is still up.
What?
Jeez. What is it?
What can you use?
Oh, Windows, Mac, and Linux.
Mm. Finally,
it's
Rob,
a
you
file
can
sharing program.
Bust out that Linux system you've got. Right. Whip out your Linux, Rob. Come on, right
I've
now.
I've never
on
used
the table.
Linux. Chocolate croissant uses SoulSeek.
He's a fucking liar.
Because he has it open right now.
Because, probably because Rob brought it up.
Chocolate croissant has the UI in the SoulSeek.
What does that mean?
User interface.
With the program.
Is the UI SEO? P2P?
Pay to play?
No. Peer to peer. Right? No?
Yeah.
RAM?
Are you just naming any sort of computer acronym
yeah.
you can think
yeah.
of?
That's basically
anymore?
It.
SEO.
IBM? PC?
GP.
Java.
GP.
Java's not an acronym, Noah.
IRC.
No. SCSI.
Very good.
GP. Granny porn.
ASCII.
Mm-hmm. Granny fucker.
I thought you were referring to Gary Payton.
Y'all a bunch of nerds talking about computer terms, baby.
QWERTY. You got any, Rob? You're the expert. Come on.
I want to see how good you are.
How many out of how many do I have so far? You have a checklist?
I don't have a checklist.
God damn it.
ROM. So, there's RAM and ROM.
True.
And then there's RAM, but that's not a computer thing.
It's true. Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
All right for now.
Most awkward Father's Day tweet this
uh-oh.
Year
oh,
comes
I
from As I Lay Dying, who tweeted Happy
oh.
Father's Day.
Mm. Do we get any good
who has,
responses?
Who owns the Twitter account?
Here's the thing I was wondering. Okay. If it was the band, like the members of the band that aren't in prison or on the way to prison, it was tasteless but mildly hilarious.
Made
but
me laugh.
I feel like when As I Lay Dying released that statement a few weeks ago, the rest of the band said that they don't have access to the passwords for any As They Lay Dying account. So if this is Tim tweeting Happy
from
Father's
jail?
Day, he's probably not in jail yet.
He's like on his way to jail.
Yeah,
he's
just got
his thing.
Yeah. For him to tweet that just very, very sociopathic.
But once again, you could contact the band or their representation to find out.
I could, yeah. I'll email Metal Blade and see.
Why didn't you already do that? You retweeted this in the morning.
Because it's
the
Sunday.
Sunday.
I'm off today, other than the live cast,
yeah.
which I don't consider work. This is fun for me, Sid.
Fuck!
Sound like you're having a great time.
Except for times like this when you don't make it fun.
Oh.
That's what I'm here for.
Jerk.
I turn you down for this.
Turn down for Sid?
Yeah.
Turn down for Sid!
Episode title.
Yeah.
Turn down for Sid!
I do get a lot of joy in turning people down when they're turned up. It's true. It's true. I do.
I love it.
If I'm not smiling, then nobody else should be. And I won't stop them.
When do you ever smile?
It's usually when I've stopped someone else from smiling. So it's a catch 22.
You certainly didn't smile at that Ring of Honor show when you.
No, that wasn't me. That was my proxy. That was there via ISDN line. Bob Rock. I bet there's a wrestler by now that comes out to turn down for what?
Really?
That's a good entrance theme. Every baseball team has at least one player who comes out to that song.
Really?
I've noticed. It's popular. I mean, it's better than Call Me Maybe. Well, here we go.
Terrorista.
At least this one's in English.
This has gotten 46 million
turn
plays.
Down for shit!
The video has 63 million views on YouTube.
Who's dancing right now? Me
just
and Sid.
You.
I'm bobbing my head.
What's bobbing? Jake, is there any head bobbing going on?
Not over here.
Jake started out turned down. This song does not apply.
Jake, this isn't the type of electronic music that you get down with?
No, not really.
Hammerfall.
What's some electronic music that you would recommend?
Herbie Hancock.
Right now, I've been listening to Mr. Bill. He just put out a new record called IRL, and it's really good.
Oh, in real life?
No, Indie Racing League. It's a thing.
My favorite. Well, Mr. Bill is not on Spotify.
Oh no, I guess not. Maybe SoundCloud.
Numberology, is that an album that he did?
Maybe.
Yes, here, It Takes Two to Tango. Doesn't seem
God, like... I hope that. This... The wrong one.
Oh no, he has an accordion. No, this is it. my favorite line about IRL is when one of the Pirate Bay founders was on trial. They asked him about IRL. They were like, "Is it true that you met with this person IRL?" And his response was, "We don't like to say IRL, which stands for in real life, because that implies that the internet is not real life. We like to say ASK, away from keyboard." So that's something for you to think about, people. The internet is real life.
I hope not.
So this is...
Yeah, it is
if you fuck grannies. So this is a little more turned down.
A little bit. It gets pretty jamming.
For what? I'm into this. What is this technique of this sound happening here that's going through
compression.
My head?
Canning.
Yeah.
The...
It actually sounds like Herbie Hancock. Look.
I'm jamming this.
It's making me feel seasick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's fading in and out. It's like it's starting and then it stops.
It's the swing feeling drums with the compression. It's like pumping in your ears all weird.
It's very disorienting.
I like it, though.
That wasn't a part of the track.